When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A Riffage Media production.
He just needs sleep. I think it takes a lot out of him, looking after me, you know?
You like to give him a hard time.
I'm just aggressive. I guess I'm an asshole sometimes, too. I just make sure we search everywhere and help everyone along the way, you know, if we can. Hasn't happened a lot. We came across a few kids once. A pack of sick was nearby, and I tried to get them to safety while Dad was looking for supplies, and they heard us and got to the kids before I could.
You're a sweet kid. You remind me a lot of my Olivia. She was just a quiet girl unless she had to show some fight, but she could really show it if she needed to.
I just wish things were different. I was just getting to know her.
We leave first thing in the morning.
Okay, Dad. Love you.
I love you too, kid.
Hey, I think I'm gonna bunk by you tonight and let the grumpy man be.
Not much luck tonight.
Me either. I wake up in the middle of most nights.
Nightmares?
Almost every night. Flashbacks, before and after, close encounters we've had, just all of it.
I have them too. I normally just sleep through it, but I don't know, sleep has passed by me the last couple nights. I just keep tossing and turning and thinking.
Olivia was telling me she wanted to be an animator when she grew up.
All that girl would do was draw and watch movies. She'd watch one and draw all the characters she liked. She really was a talented kid.
What was her favorite?
The one about the cub losing his father. She'd sing the songs all the time when she was younger. It's just a nightmare that it actually happened to her in real life. She grew to hate it. She used to be such a different kid, Sarah. It broke me to see her have to be hard and angry and grow up so much quicker.
All of us kids who survived had to grow up without a normal childhood, you know? We had to change into completely different people.
Things have to get better, right?
Can't get much worse than this. I'll travel to every safe zone if that's what it takes to not worry about those things or where I'm going to sleep at night anymore.
Look at the hippo.
Yeah, it's the best hippo. You know what it's time for, honey.
Fine.
Are you excited to meet your little sister?
Yes. She's been in your tummy for so long.
Well, it's just going to be a couple more days, and she'll be here.
Do you think she's going to look like me? Or maybe she'll look like more like Daddy. Or maybe she'll look like you.
I don't know, sweetheart. You never know what the baby's going to look like. Could end up looking just like you. Or a perfect mix of all three of us.
All right. I guess it's by foot now. How much further do we have?
Probably looking at a 3-day walk.
Dad, I know we need to keep moving, but I need to rest. Just a few hours.
Yeah, okay. But only for a few hours.
Going on?
They're sick outside. There's way too many to count. There's too fucking much, Sarah. You two will get to Cleveland.
Dad, what the fuck are you doing?
John, listen. There are other ways to do this. We'll wait until they come in and take them out one by one.
Where did you even get that? Put that down. Put that back.
I love you so much, Sarah. And I'm sorry.
Dad!
Hey! Hey! Over here, motherfucker!
Idiot! We could have taken them out.
Sarah! I'm sorry, Sarah. I am so fucking sorry.
We could have taken them out. We could have dealt with it. He didn't need to fucking do this. He didn't need to do this.
He did it for you.
He did this for me? What he did? Left me alone. He left me alone. Now I have nobody. Fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you, Dad.
What are you doing?
I'm not going to sit around anymore. I should have just listened to him and kept going. I'm just so fucking exhausted.
Hey, listen to me. This is not your fault. I couldn't keep going much further either. I'm tired too. He made that decision on his own because he cares about you. We're going to make it. This won't be for nothing.
Let's just go.
Do you need a few minutes?
We need to go. We need to keep moving.
Are you sure?
I just need to go now. I'm sorry.
Stop. There's nothing to be sorry about.
I've been silent and cold to you, and I don't mean anything by it.
If you don't want to say anything, then don't. Don't feel like we have to talk. I understand.
Thank you.
We're getting close. It could be scavengers.
Stop right there.
We aren't looking for any trouble. We just came from Philadelphia and Richmond safe zones.
Approach slowly and lower your weapons. Place your belongings and weapons in the room to the left and move to the right.
Please, lie on the examining tables. Just need to draw blood and run a few tests. No need to worry. No one's going to hurt you. They're good to go. All clear. We found no traces.
I was just told we had two new guests arrive. I'm Alicia. And you are?
I'm Tessa.
I'm Sarah.
It's so nice to meet the both of you. Please, let me show you where you can stay. I apologize for the guards and the doctors. We just have to take every precaution and protective measure we can. We haven't seen many of those things approach our gates, but it's happened in the past. Our gas systems haven't had a defect like some of the other safe zones, so it's protected us from them so far.
I'm surprised you gave our weapons back.
Well, we want you to trust us, like we want to trust you. You can keep them. We can look around town later. You guys should get some rest. I'll explain everything in more detail afterwards.
Thank you.
So where did you guys come from?
Richmond and Philadelphia.
Did you see anyone there?
No, just sick. They were both abandoned.
We're one of the fortunate safe zones, I guess. We haven't had groups go out that way yet. We added this complex a couple months ago. More and more people showed up at our gates, so we had to keep building. This will be your place. Each apartment has two bedrooms and one bathroom.
This is just... I honestly can't believe this.
I know it can be overwhelming. Sorry the living space is so small, but we have multiple common areas throughout the complex where you can meet the others who stay in the safe zone.
What do we have to do to stay here?
Every person plays a role, whether it be crops, construction, teaching. Are either of you comfortable teaching? Doesn't have to be anything specific. Can be simple.
I can do that.
We're really in the need of them, but this will all be handled in the next couple of days. We want you both to rest and make yourselves at home. I have to ask the both of you. Will either of you be expecting any relatives, friends, or partners to arrive at the safe zone anytime?
No. We aren't expecting anyone.
Okay, thank you. I'll come get you guys tomorrow around 10 to show you around. Get you both some clothes and take care of a few checkups. Oh, and one other thing. One day a week, we have a small dinner in the courtyard followed by some kind of activity. Makes everyone feel more comfortable. I'm sure you guys are tired, but definitely feel free to join us if you'd like.
I'm going to take the one on the right. I was thinking about going over there soon. Wanna go?
Yeah, that's fine.
We're safe now. We'll be okay.
Thank you.
No need to thank me.
I have some makeup in my room. I took it from a house a while back. I was wondering if you wanted some. Since it's a special occasion, it might be nice to use, I guess.
Yes, of course.
Really?
Yeah. It's been so long since I did this.
Yeah, me too.
What's wrong?
I always have trouble with this part.
I've got you.
The day everything changed. Created and written by Lane Fortenberry. Narrated by Jessica Packard. Sarah, voiced by Jasmine Anderson. John, voiced by Joseph Paz. Tessa, voiced by Jillian Belrose. Olivia, voiced by Eva DeGaulle. Alicia, voiced by Alyssa Hall. Natalie and Anne, voiced by Allison Stanford. Sophia, voiced by Lucia McMahon. Scavenger 1, Man 1, and Guard, voiced by Danielle Kahn. Young Sarah, voiced by Marissa Nicole. Leah, Vanessa, and Doctor, voiced by Channing Miller. Scavenger 2, and Father, voiced by Chris Alello. Music, by Caleb Broussard and Michael Gay.